certainly not thinking about anything other than winning the game. Last time I checked, 5 was better than 6. And, you know, for the just the number one reason is that there's a possibility that, you know, if things work out a certain way, that we could host a NFC Championship game. If things happen, I mean, unlikely, but you also still want to give yourself that opportunity. So we'll have no object other than winning the football game.
The Packers can practice in the Hudson Center, open the doors, make it cold but still be indoors. What can you tell us about how you prepare for playing in the cold weather?
Well, it gets pretty cold here in Detroit. We can open the doors here, too. Okay. So, I don't know. I mean, I think that you guys won a lot of games with Mike Holmgren when he was up there. I think he had it about 78 degrees when he was practicing indoors. So, you know, I don't know if that makes much of a difference. But you win with good players that are well-coached and, you know, not because you're used to hot or cold or anything like that. We opened the season, it was about 100 degrees down in Tampa. You know, people talked about that being a big issue. We won that game, and, you know, we're going to close the regular season in Lambeau, and I'm sure, you know, weather will be an issue in that game, but it doesn't change our preparations.
The last time we saw you was Thanksgiving Day, and, of course, the Sue thing happened. How in terms of putting that behind you, dealing with that, and if you could talk on that, and also where you are as a team right now.
Well, one of the ways you put it behind you is you don't talk about it. I think that's, you know, it is what it is. Obviously, you know, it happened, and Dompkin was suspended, and we didn't have him for a couple games. You know, but after that, then you got to learn from it. You have to move on. And, you know, we certainly don't want to have any penalties that occur after the whistle. We want to play as tough and aggressive as we can during the whistle. And, you know, nothing's really changed. Nothing's really changed there. You know, we're a team that's, you know, was without some players for a few weeks. You know, Dominican's suspension, but also some injuries, particularly on defense. And every step along the way, we get a little bit healthier and get some of those guys back on the field. So, you know, coaches are used to not having players. You know, it's injuries are a fact of life in the NFL, and dealing with Dominican not playing was a lot like dealing with an injury. We knew we weren't going to have him for a couple weeks. We were able to adjust. You know, got one win in there and moved on.
How are you playing? Are you playing well heading into the playoffs? And how does this game relate to going into the playoffs hot on a roll?
Well, we can't get ahead of ourselves. I mean, you know, the Packers have obviously qualified for the playoffs. They've won the NFC North and they've secured home field advantage through the playoffs. But they still got Week 17 to play. We've secured a wild card, whether it's the 5th or 6th seed, we don't know. But we still got Week 17 game to play. And you can't concentrate. The only thing you worry about is the game that you're playing. You know, that week, and that's the only thing that we can control. We can prepare well this week and control that. We certainly played well last week. Played San Diego Chargers, who were probably the hottest team in the NFL. Had won 3 in a row by, you know, like an average of about 37-12 type score. And, you know, we played well in all three phases and, you know, had an opportunity to secure a playoff berth, and we were able to get it. But as soon as that happened, our team moved on very quickly to focusing on the Green Bay Packers and knowing that even though we've qualified for the playoffs, we still got some work to do there in the regular season.
With Sue, did you have to, I guess, first of all, have teams try to get under his skin since then? And B, did you kind of warn him ahead of time that, hey, you know, you might see teams just trying to get underneath your skin?
Yeah, I mean, that's fact of life in the NFL, whether you're in Dominican Sue or you're anybody else. I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen during a game, and, you know, but you can't lose your composure. And I think that, you know, like I said, if you do lose your composure, you got to make sure it's the last time. You know, we had a couple situations at the end of the San Diego game that we were very comfortably in the lead, and, you know, we were going to win the game. And, you know, there were some situations that arose on the field, and, you know, our players did a good job walking away from those. We have to do the same. We have to be able to do the same thing because, again, this game's about playing hard between the snap and the whistle. It's not about anything else. It's not about, you know, all the talk that goes on, everything else. There's always stuff that happens. I mean, people get surprised that, you know, somebody might say something mean to somebody on the field. This is football. We're not playing chess. You know, this isn't a social club. We're trying our very best to physically beat the person in front of us, but we want to do it between the snap and the whistle.
Well, you've played the Packers a number of times now. Do you expect them to try to retaliate in any ways, big or small?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if I don't know, I mean, you know, considering with the stomp, you know, maybe, you know, twisting an ankle. I don't know what happens in piles. I guess do you have to be on guard for that, or do you not expect anything like that this week?
I mean, it's the NFL. You know, I think that when something like that happens, and I'm sure, you know, again, we talked about it way too much as it is, but that wasn't something anybody planned. And Domkin didn't plan doing that. He lost his composure. It was a heat of the moment. So I'd be very, very surprised if any team, Green Bay Packers included, if any team was to plan something like that. You know, it's a very physical game. It's tough. Sometimes people make bad decisions on the field. But, you know, I'd be very surprised if anything like that is premeditated.
What would a win over the Packers mean to you, Coach, mean to the team?
Well, it would give us the fifth seed in the playoffs, and that alone is big for us. You know, and it would finish regular season with 11 wins instead of 10, and you know that would be that'd be something else for us. It's the only game we play this week, and you know, when you have a hard week of preparation and practice and everything else, it's gratifying to you know, to get a win. So obviously, it would mean something there also.
Can you talk about Stafford's play the last few weeks and just in general having him healthy all season for the first time?
Well, he hasn't been healthy the whole season.
Well, you know what I mean. He's been out every game for, I guess, is what I'm
getting at. I mean, he's played every game, but just like any other player in the NFL, you know, he hasn't been healthy for every single one. He's had some issues, an ankle and a finger that have, you know, been on his radar to deal with. But we're very happy with Matt. We're very pleased with his ability to lead this team and to get wins. And, you know, particularly the last couple weeks, has played very well. He has a good personality for playing in the NFL. He doesn't get rattled very easily. You know, he's very consistent in preparation, and it shows on Sunday. I mean, there's not many quarterbacks that can, you know, come back from 24 points down and 20 points down and 13 points down in the last couple minutes of the game. And lead teams to wins. And, you know, in order to do that, you have to be able to be calm and have confidence and have playmakers around you. And Matt has all those things.
How has he done what he's done, considering which I'm sure what you'd hope to be a great running game kind of went by the wayside with the unfortunate injuries you guys have had?
Yeah, I mean, we've been fairly healthy on offense when it comes to, you know, having players available. The biggest exceptions would be losing Mikel LeShore, our second-round draft pick, in training camp to the Achilles, and then losing Job at best after week six to concussion. But, you know, I mean, Green Bay had lost Ryan Grant last year in the opener, wasn't it, Philadelphia?
Yep.
Yeah, lost Ryan Grant, didn't get Starks until whatever it was, week 10 or, you know, whatever, when he came off of PUP. You know, I mean, Peyton Manning's had, you know, the last-ranked running offense in the NFL and led his team to a lot of wins. It's all about moving the ball. It's all about getting the ball in the end zone. Those are the only things that are important. You know, you don't get any extra points for running it. You don't get any extra points for passing it. And, you know, however it is that we get that done, Matt can do it for us. Get us good plays in the run game. You know, throw the ball well, open up the run game, use the run to set up the pass. You know, we certainly don't go into any game saying we're going to run it 40 times in this game or we're going to throw it 60 times. You have to do what it takes to win that week, and, you know, Matt has that ability. We have running backs that can handle that also. You know, I mean, it's not like we don't have anybody back there to hand it off to, Kevin Smith and Maurice Morris. both have done very, very well, stepping in and filling the void at running back and making plays for us, including Kevin Smith scoring 2 touchdowns last week.
You've gone from, I think, losing 26 in a row on the road to, what, I think, what are you guys, 5-2 this year? I guess, how have you reversed that trend?
We put good players on the team playing when we leave. You know, I think that there's a lot that goes on with winning on the road. Number one, you got to have good players, and you know when we put Calvin Johnson and Matt Stafford and Brandon Pettigrew and you know I could name them for a little while, but you put those guys on the plane, and that's a good step in the right direction there. But I think a lot of it has to do with, you talked a little bit about with Stafford, it's just personality. We're a team that, has a lot of faith in the players around them. Team has faith in their teammates. They have faith in their coaches. They're resilient. They've been through a lot of tough times, and you have to survive some tough times on the road. You know, the crowd's going to be against you. You have different conditions than you're playing at home, and all these different things, and you need to be resilient as a team. And it's one thing that, we've lost some close games. We've won some close games. We've had a lot of different things come up. We've played really well in spots. Some games we haven't played our very best. But the one thing we have been this year is resilient. And there's a team that doesn't stays alive in every game. And a lot of that comes from our quarterback and the calm that he brings the huddle and the calm that he brings the sideline and the Saturday night meeting and everything else.
Does anything change for you guys Wednesday through Friday without knowing what the Packers are going to do with Rodgers or Matthews or Woodson and so on?
Well, particularly with Rodgers, I mean, we played Flynn in the second half of our game last year, and we've seen him on tape a little bit this year and in the preseason. We have a lot of respect for his ability and particularly his scrambling ability, but we also do for Rodgers. I'm sure they're not going to call any different plays when those guys are out there. They're not going to, run a completely different offense. We got to prepare for their offense. We'll certainly prepare for Rodgers, and whoever goes out there and takes a snap, we'll be ready for him. But I think you prepare for players for sure. And you always have to be prepared for that, but you also prepare for scheme. And, there's really not a whole lot of difference preparing, that way. And if a player gets hurt the very first play of the game, it doesn't play the rest of the game. You know, you still need to be ready for his backup to go in there and play and, prepare for all those situations. And it's no different than what you do every week when it comes to that.